Hey, it's Melissa from Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600. And thanks for checking out the podcast right here. If you want, you can always subscribe, share, and like it. Hope to see you guys soon. Thanks.
You know the phrase, this is why we can't have nice things? Well, this is why we can't have nice things. Because scammers are in the mix of everything. And they just decide to destroy our lives one thing at a time. We've got Amazon Prime Day today into tomorrow. Big shopping. Big shopping. In the midst of the pandemic, people are relying on days like today, Black Friday shopping, to get their holiday shopping done. This is a big day. Oh, but don't think the scammers aren't aware of that. Come on now. You thought that they were going to just hang back today? Thank God we have Luke Fry in our back pocket, I should say, of the Better Business Bureau. And Luke is here this morning. I know, Luke, we usually have you on a Thursday, but we needed to have you on earlier because this is pretty serious stuff. People are already in the midst knee-deep shopping this morning. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm excited. It's Amazon Prime Day. I've already sent in two orders.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I'm having a good day. I have, yes. There are great deals today. So if you are at home, I believe Amazon has over a million products on sale today and tomorrow. So a huge online shopping day. It's almost like an early Black Friday since we are estimating that over half of people who are going to be holiday shopping are going to be doing it online this year. And Amazon Prime Day, as you said, was pushed back due to coronavirus. So it's almost like a perfect time. And yes, scammers are not taking a rest, though. So you do have to look out for a few different scams while you are online shopping. One that we have seen are people getting unsolicited calls, and on their caller ID, it's saying BBB. So it's saying it's a call.
Oh, they're saying it's from the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, they're saying it's from the Better Business Bureau. They hear our interviews and think that they can pose as me and call people and then claim that they're from Amazon or from BBB. And they either want to help you process some sort of refund or an issue with an order, or if you haven't placed an order, oh, it's a gift coming to your house. You know, can I confirm your address and your credit card? And again, they always have an excuse as to why you have to give them some sort of credit card or payment.
Right.
So you gotta watch out for that. BBB is not going to cold call you, even if you submit a complaint to us about an Amazon order. We are not going to call you and help you process any type of refund.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
And you're not making personal calls, Luke. You sure?
Correct. My only personal call is to you, so.
Which I appreciate. But no, that's, yeah. I have to say, Luke, they are getting so smart. They're getting so smart because this idea of them taking, you know, like the BBB coming up on your caller ID, I would answer that phone call. I would answer it. I mean, granted, I do talk to you outside of work, but I would call that. That to me is a serious phone call. So I would answer it and I would think that I am actually talking to somebody, especially on a day where you just went shopping. You're going to think, oh, no, they detected something. They're looking out for me is probably what people are thinking.
Exactly. And we do look out for everybody. However, BBB does not help get refunds for anybody. So if you submit a complaint to us, we put all of that on you and whatever company you have an issue or complaint to.
Okay.
So we do monitor and go back and forth. So if you would have a complaint saying, hey, I didn't get money back from ABC company, you know, if that company comes back and says, oh, well, we gave Melissa a refund, we do give you a chance to come back and say, yes, I got one, or no, I didn't. But okay. We don't process any of that in our office.
Right. Okay. Talking this morning with Luke Fry of the Better Business Bureau, it is Amazon Prime Day, and there are scammers out there. They are looking to take your money and not in the best ways. So, Luke, what else are you finding with today's shopping day? What else are you finding could be of alarm?
Sure. So a general online shopping tip and kind of an issue is if you are on Facebook, if you are on Twitter, and you're seeing ads for products you most likely probably searched for in the past month popping up and saying, hey, buy me, it's Amazon Prime Day, make sure that ad is actually taking you to Amazon.com.
Oh.
There's a lot of fraudulent ads on social media, so you have to be careful. So even if you do see a product you want to buy and you're going to a site from an ad you are clicking on, make sure it's actually taking you to that website. It could be one that looks a lot like Amazon or a lot like some other business, and it's not. So check that URL. Make sure it's www.amazon.com and it's not any other URL.
Okay. Now, does Amazon help at all if you have to report something to Amazon?
Yes, there is an Amazon link. There's no short link to it, but you can report any scams, any person trying to reach you, claiming to work at Amazon. You can report that directly to them. So if you go to Amazon.com and probably go to customer service or contact us, there is probably a scam option there. Or you can also put that on our BBB scam tracker, and that's at bbb.org/scam tracker, and then tell us, and we are able to share that with Amazon as well.
Okay. And Luke, before I let you go, I know a lot of times when we have you on, you say when there's a jarring number and it seems like it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. I personally have not done Amazon Prime Day. Today will be the first time I'm trying it. But are we talking about, like, would you see deals of 80 or 90% off, or is that one of those, like, too good to be true? You're talking about maybe 40, 50% off stuff.
Yeah, so that's actually a great point. I tell people all the time, if there's a product you want and you search it on the internet, you can find it at a great low price, probably that 80 to 90% off. However, it is most likely going to be a scam site and it's not going to come to your house. So again, if it's a deal that's way too good to be true, if it's a site you haven't even heard of, since a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, check competitors too to get that best price. It's all about what company you're buying it from, too. So really make sure it's a trustworthy site. And you can always use BBB.org to make sure that you're not on a scam site. So you can search any website or business on BBB.org.
Luke Fry of the Better Business Bureau, thanks for popping on this morning and happy shopping. I don't know if you have more on your list, but good luck.
Oh, I do. So thank you.
Yes, I saw Luke actually just got a puppy recently. So I'm assuming you've got some things to shop for that cutie. So
dog toys, probably another product.
Yeah. Want. Yeah. I figured, which, by the way, your dog is really cute. I saw
thank
that. It's very, very cute. All right, Luke, thanks for coming on this morning and we'll talk to you really soon.
All right. You're welcome.
And this morning we continue the conversation about storefronts and what the future will hold for in-person shopping. We've got First Selectman Jim Marpy of Westport on with us this morning. Jim, thanks for getting up so early and chatting with me this morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Melissa. Already up and usually out the door by this time. So but I'm always happy to join you.
I always appreciate it. I'm glad I could catch you because I have to be honest, Jim. I was telling our listeners yesterday I was in Westport, actually. I went to go meet Lisa Wexler for lunch. And she has been talking a little bit about the storefronts that have been closing down. And, she's talked about it on her show. But I saw it in person yesterday. And I have to be honest, I was floored. I couldn't believe how many storefronts have shut down in that very popular area of the downtown Westport. And I was shocked about it. I don't know what your thoughts are on everything. I mean, obviously, you're there all the time. But for some of our listeners, they haven't been to Westport since before the pandemic. And I don't even know if, unless you see it in person, you really can grasp how drastic it has been for our in-person shopping.
Well, first of all, Melissa, I'd like to point out that a number of those storefronts have actually been under remodeling, repair, redevelopment for the past couple of years or so. And as a result, with the pandemic going on, yes, stores have taken their time moving back in. But there are at least, we expect four other stores to be coming in to spots that probably looked empty to you the other day. But at the same time, we're trying to keep people coming downtown for a variety of reasons. The Downtown Merchants Association and the Chamber of Commerce are all working to make sure there are events going on downtown. In the past few weeks, we've had a fitness day on a Saturday that was a big success, similarly a fashion day. And on October 25, we have a family Halloween pumpkin decorating event that, assuming the Board of Selectmen approve this on Wednesday, that is closing the street, we'll have an opportunity for families to come downtown and enjoy the ambiance of downtown. There's still an awful lot of stores that are open downtown. There's some vacancies, there's no question of that, but our expectation is as people start to feel more comfortable shopping and as corporations, many of those storefronts have been filled by national chains, as those national chains rethink how they work with consumers, they will start to recognize that Westport is a place they want to be to offer their goods in person so that people can have that shopping experience.
But do you worry, Jim, that we're losing that sense of local shopping? I mean, especially if we're replacing, obviously we need to make money. So understandable that even if we have national chains come in, that at least, you know, does take care of part of that goal. But the other part is being able to have local artisans or having local shop owners or just having locals in general being able to.
And that's, that's the challenge of rents,
right?
That the square foot, the cost per square foot in some of the buildings that are downtown are significantly higher than they might be in other parts of Westport. You know, if you go to Playhouse Square, there are all kinds of local businesses taking place there. But I would point out we have a number of great local businesses downtown as well. One that comes to mind immediately is Savvy and Grace. Annette, who runs that store, has worked very hard during this pandemic to give people reason to come on by and shop at her store. And there are a number of other stores in that area that are locally owned or are really part of a very small chain. Samantha Bee is an example of a honey store that's incredibly popular just because of people's interest in that, in the whole idea of pollinators, pollinator pathways, and the role of bees in our life, and just how many ways you can have honey. So a lot going on. And again, just this week, the Chamber of Commerce, you mentioned the windows, and we're having the annual window decorating contest that the Chamber of Commerce sponsors.
Oh, cool.
So things going on. We've closed Church Lane to traffic, and so it's
I love
an
that.
Outdoor restaurant haven. So we're doing what the town officials are doing what they can do to try and make it a more comfortable and fun experience downtown. And I think the local merchants and the restaurateurs in particular have been very creative. Again, I mentioned Church Lane and the restaurants that are now outside there, and we'll see how far that gets into the fall, late fall months. But at least for now, it's a great experience. Sunday morning, I was on a walk to cure Alzheimer's, where we walked through that Church Lane area. And even at 11 o'clock in the morning, there were lots of diners out there having
it's neat.
Brunch.
It's a really neat area for sure. Talking to First Electman Jim Marpy of Westport. And Jim, you know, today is Amazon Prime Day. A lot of people are going to do their online shopping, especially for the holidays. What would you say to anybody who is maybe on the cusp of, should I do in-person shopping versus staying with the online world? What would you say?
Well, I think they should take a look at the stores that are downtown. Take some time to come downtown. It's not a big area to cover. It's a nice opportunity to take a look around. And one of the good things about this pandemic is we have worked with some of the local store operators to make sure that they get a more local presence. Or a local presence on social media. So there's opportunities to do that online shopping for our local stores as well. I'd point out that our local store operators have done a great job of managing crowd control, for lack of a better term, social distancing in their stores. We have no history or record of any sort of outbreak at all being associated with our downtown stores. So the stores are doing it the right way, and I encourage people to give that a try, too. We know what Amazon Prime Day is all about, and good for them, but to take an opportunity to go downtown today mm-hmm. and every day.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, First Selectman Jim Marpy, again, I appreciate you popping on the air with us this morning and addressing what's going on in downtown Westport, and good luck with the events that are coming up. It sounds really exciting.
Thank you, Melissa, and come on back downtown. We'll show you around, and we'll have some fun shopping.
I would love that. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Jim. Talk to you again really soon. And we are checking in for our weekly visit with Julius Dudix, who is our counselor here on WICC 600. Hey, Julius, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Well, we know the last couple of weeks we talked about sort of the uncertainty with school and COVID-19, and we're sort of trailing off of that a little bit. But I think just in overall, just a generalization of the importance of setting expectations, boundaries, and communicating between parents, spouses, children, whoever's living in the same home. We got to start having these conversations and setting these expectations, right?
Absolutely. Those are three of the main stress areas that I've seen over the years. It's the homework, it's the bedtime, and it's the cell phone usage. With the bedtime specifically, as we talked last week, it all starts the night before. With the kids laying their clothes out, have them do that. Laundry, putting your homework in a book bag, consistent bedtime, all those things we talked about.
Yeah. So how do we start to have those conversations?
Well, you've got to sit down as a family, and you've got. I'm a huge advocate of having the children own all the behaviors. If they own the behavior, then they're going to employ the behavior, and it's going to be a lot easier. But if you're dictating as a parent, it's more difficult. So the kids have to be involved in the whole process and just say, hey, how do you feel about this, and what do you feel would be a good goal? And you could even do some behavioral modification, allowing the kids to set their own goals and then reward them. But, yeah, there's a lot of stress in the homes. One thing that COVID, I believe, has taught us is the importance of reconnecting as families. Mm-hmm. As bad as COVID was, I believe that families got back to having dinner at the same time.
I agree.
And communicating mm-hmm. and going for walks, bike rides, playing games, fishing. Kids want our time. Mm-hmm. So, again, I really stress the relationship. You have that window between 0 and 12 months, and that closes very slowly for parents. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that they develop a good, healthy relationship with their children.
We're talking to Julius Dudix, of course, our counselor here on WICC 600. He checks in every Tuesday morning. And we're talking about putting consistency into your home, having expectations, setting boundaries. And I want to talk about setting boundaries, Julius, because we do live in a wackadoodle world right now. I think it's hard when we want to be aware of all the troubles that we're going through as adults, but even what our kids are going through and the confusion they're going through. And I think a lot of times parents are kind of easing up a little bit on their kids, you know, because they are worried about their mental health, what's going on with their spiritual and their emotional health and everything with the pandemic. But my question to you is, Julius, do you still think, you know, the tough love approach is still, I would think, necessary if you want to have, you know, boundaries in your home, you want to have expectations met in your home, and you want to make sure that you have this definitive parent-to-child relationship? Tough love, I would think, has to be added into that mix.
Absolutely. And if I could steal a phrase from James Dobson, he wrote, parenting isn't for cowards. He says that parents need to employ firm limits coupled with love. But the firm limits, it's how you employ the boundary. If you do it in love, if the child knows you love them, then there's going to be a better relationship developing. Mm-hmm. And the best thing parents can do for their kids is to love each other and make sure they're on the same page. If moms and dads aren't on the same page, then that's a whole another issue right there.
Right. What does that reflect to your children? Sure. Kind of the brokenness a little bit. And yeah. Julius, you know, something else that you kind of mentioned in there, you know, when you talk about setting boundaries, or even expectations, I think a lot of times as humans, we expect people to think the way we think, right? You know, we expect people to be on the same wavelength as us, but we're not mind readers. We're not mind readers. Our children aren't mind readers. So talk about a little bit just the need to maybe sometimes over-communicate, even if you feel like it's not necessary. Sometimes you could be on a totally separate page from your spouse or your kids.
Absolutely. Communication is essential, and whether or not you're really connecting with the individual you're communicating with. When I do marriage counseling, quite often I'll ask the wife to say to the husband, you know, what are you hearing him say on the surface? And then how is he feeling? And then the third level would be now react to it. But quite often when people communicate, they just on the first level, they don't hear what you're saying. And so consequently, then there's a big disagreement, argument ensues and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really, it takes time. It takes active listening. It takes reflective listening. It's a lot of work, but mm-hmm. it's the benefits are huge when there's some good, rich communication.
Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, what comes with over-communicating and maybe saying things that you're not sure how the other person feels, conflict is inevitable. But I would imagine that there's a good way to do conflict and then there's a not great way to do conflict. Could you maybe just reference the two differences?
Sure. Sure. The great way to do conflict is to listen and almost try to empathize and replay the argument of the other individual. Can you get in their shoes? Best thing for parents when they have disagreements with the kids. Can you see life from a child's perspective? Can you see what they see? Can you feel what they feel? Can you hear what they hear? One of the best things a parent can do is to get behind the eyes of their child. Mm. One of the best things a spouse can do is to get behind the eyes of their spouse and see what they see and feel what they feel. And that's going to help in terms of conflict resolution because now you're able to empathize and see what they see.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julius Dudix, if anybody wants to reach out to you, they want to get some advice and how to get maybe just some one-on-one advice from you on how to make their homes feel like they've got more structure, more boundaries. They're able to open up those lines of communications with their spouse or with their kids. Where can they go to reach out to you?
They can go to LinkedIn.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook. And there's a website called BARK, B-A-R-K, www.bark.com. You'll find me there as well. And my phone is 203-243-7714.
All right. Simple enough. Julius, always a pleasure to have you on. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a good day.
You too.